Brett Buchanan from Pure Country 103.5 in Fredericton, and you're listening to the Eagle's Nest Podcast.
Welcome to episode 8 of the Eagle's Nest Radio Series. How's it going? I'm Steven. And joining me on the line for episode 8 is Kevin White, co-host of the morning show on Balance 104.9 in Bathurst, and as well as the morning news guy for Balance as well. Kevin, how's it going?
Going great. How's everything with you?
Doing good. You ready to start?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll start off with how long you've worked in the radio industry.
Well, I've been at this station for 9 years in its various formats. I started when it was Max, and then we flipped over to Bounce last year. 9 years, it flew by really quickly. But before that, I dabbled in radio back in my university days. I did a little bit of news with CHMA in Sackville, Mount Allison. And even before that, I was the weekend guy for CKBC, the AM station that basically spawned Max and Bounce.
For sure. So tell us about your current role as morning show co-host and the news guy at Bounce and Bathurst.
Well, that's just it. I'm the morning show co-host to the great Jeff Long. We have a great friendship. Got to know him quite well over the past few years. And I'm also the morning news anchor, so I get to do a little bit of news gathering as well.
Right on. So when did you decide that radio would be a good choice for you?
It was desperation, really. No, it wasn't really that bad. I was kind of between jobs, and I had picked up a couple of shifts at a local bar as a bartender. And I'd always been around radio. Like, all of my friends were the people who were doing radio. And one of my best friends, actually, Bill McCush, who was the news guy at Max before I was, he was heading back home to Cape Breton, and he tipped me off that they were going to be looking for someone, and I said, what the hell? Worst thing to say is no, I'll throw my name in the hat, and anyway, here I am.
Right on. So, in your time in radio, Kev, what has been your favorite promotion that you've participated in?
My favorite promotion that I've participated in? You have to give me a second to think about that one. You know, it's a toss-up between the things we do for the IWK and Bell Let's Talk Day. That's pretty important to me as well.
For sure. What was it? Over $260,000 last week, 100 hours for the kids at the IWK?
Yeah, isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, it's awesome. Lots of money for sure. It all goes to a good cause too.
Good cause. Helps buy some equipment to help measure. I forget what the machine's called. But it basically measures the CO2 level in the baby's blood without, like, you don't have to poke the baby with needles or anything. It does it right through the skin.
Right,
so
on.
It's pretty cool technology, and it's really neat that that, you know, we get to have a hand in them acquiring that, and then let alone the millions of dollars that we collect nationally as that we donate nationally through Bell Let's Talk Day. Mm-hmm. And that's millions of dollars that goes into, you know, much needed mental health services across the country and, you know, right here in my region too.
That's for sure. So what has been your favorite interview? You know, an artist, someone from the community, you know, something along the lines of that.
That's a tough one. There's so many people that I've gotten to talk to over the years, from like politicians to you know musicians, dancers, like you name it. Like, we're constantly talking to people and we're constantly meeting people in this role. There's so many.
That's for sure. So what was your most memorable moment on the air?
My most memorable moment on the air? Jeez. You know, I've been thinking about that one since you told me that you were going to ask me that. I'd have to say it's not just one particular moment. It's when you get in the groove of the show and, you know, both me and Jeff are into it and, you know, we're playing off each other and, you know, we're both having a good time. It's like a party at work. And it's like that a lot. And I guess that's why the 9 years went by so quick. But like, just to peg down one moment on the air, I really can't. There's so many, and I'm so fortunate to be able to work in this job.
So, Kev, what do you think is the most interesting thing about the radio business?
The most interesting thing about the radio business for me is the opportunity to meet people that the everyday person is not going to meet. Like, you know, I get to shake hands with premiers and talk to them about different issues. I get to talk to, you know, members of the Legislative Assembly, members of Parliament. We get to talk to, you know, artists that come through town as well. You know, I've gotten to meet some pretty big names, like the Sheepdogs, for example. They're really cool guys, and I never would have got to meet them if I wasn't working in radio. I've got to discover some music that I wouldn't have previously discovered. I've seen some pretty cool artists up at the Blues de la Bay Festival that I never would have looked up on my own, and I happened upon them, and they're wicked. It's really neat, the people that you meet. Dancers, for example, we had one girl, what was her name now? Larissa Godin. She was like third place in the world for Highland dancing in the world. That's nuts. Like, you know, and we get to talk to people like that. We had Hacksaw Jim Duggan in the studio. Like, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I grew up watching WWF. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah, for sure. So, where am I here? If you weren't going to be in radio, Kev, what was your next choice?
Plan for that. I'm gonna take it as it comes kind of guy, but I do have a diploma in youth care work from NBCC Miramichi. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe I would pursue something in that field, but and again, maybe something a little more international. Like I like to travel too and see things and learn things. Meet new people all the time, so maybe, you know, maybe something like, I don't know.
For sure.
Perhaps a diplomat of some sorts. Perhaps a politician, who knows?
For sure. So we're going to touch briefly on COVID here, Kev. So when the pandemic started, how did you and Jeff and Jen try and create some sense of, you know, normalcy? Like, you know, things were going to be okay. Just had to get through it.
Well, I always knew things were going to be okay because, I mean, I don't know, it's weird. I just knew things were going to work out. But, like, to get a sense of normalcy on the show, it didn't come quick because, I mean, nobody was prepared for this. It started out, I would just, like, remotely record the news and, you know, like, participate however I could. And then we got to using, we figured out that we could patch me into the board through Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
And a video feature there. So that became a little bit more normal. And then, you know, other things came. And then I got a tie line, which is just a piece of gear that lets me talk a little bit more normal. And then Jen came in. We kept patching Jen through with the video. And It was better. It was good, but it's never as good as it could be. And it's just because you don't get the, you miss that organic sense of being in the studio together.
For sure. So what has returned to normal, Kev, since, you know, COVID started?
As far as what now?
As far as the day-to-day thing goes.
As far as the day-to-day thing goes, well, I actually leave my house now, which is really neat. Because before I was working from home, and I don't go out much anyway. Well, I did before, but because, like, COVID kind of made me a little bit reclusive, to tell you the truth. So I would work at home, and I'd get off work, and I just stay home unless I was going out to play a show or whatever. But other than that, I was, like, staying here, hanging out with my dog, playing with my toys, and, like, I wasn't going anywhere. And now that I'm back in the studio, it's cool. Like, it's like there's something to be said about getting up in the morning and going to work and going, the going part. There's something to be said about that.
That's right. So, Kevin, what's... Actually, I'm, like, lost here right now. So, I know I look down from the screen and I look back up and then I gotta look and see where I am here. Actually, I already asked that question. Okay, here we are. What is one thing you'd like to tell anyone who is looking to get into the radio business?
One thing to tell somebody looking to get into the radio business. Oh, man, I'm not even qualified to give that advice. But I would have to say, I'm trying to figure out how to word this to you without it sounding weird. It's almost like you're leading a second life. Like, it's you on the air, but it's like kind of like an amped up you. It's not like it's really us, but it's different. And people are going to talk to you like they know you, like they think they know you, but they really know, like, the character you're playing on the radio. But like I said, like, we're still us and everything, but we're just we're different. So you got to be prepared for that. You got to be prepared for that lack of anonymity, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And that's really tough to deal with if you don't know that it's going to hit you.
For sure. So you were telling me before we started recording here, you do a little bit of music stuff on the side. So tell us a little bit about that.
Restrictions during COVID were so tight that they didn't allow solo shows, so I did a lot of solo gigs throughout COVID, and I still do some. Got some shows coming up next month. I play in some bands too, right? And yeah. I don't know if you play music yourself, but when you play in a band, there's a lot of compromise, so you're not always going to be playing the songs that you want to play. You're going to be playing songs that you hate, and the guys aren't going to be want to play some songs that you love because they hate them, right? So that's what I play for my solo show. I play this all the stuff in my solo show is songs that I love.
Mm-hmm.
It's my opportunity to play what I want, when I want, and how I want to play it without compromise. Then I play in a band called Project Wednesday. Started out as just a bunch of guys jamming on a Wednesday night. That's the name. And it started to sound pretty good, so we started playing out, and you'll hear a lot of easier listening classic rock. Like, you're gonna hear like some Bob Dylan, you're gonna hear some Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, some Tragically Hip. And I also play with a band called Tanning Ramones. They've been around since 1994, I believe, and I was a contract player with them for about probably like 5 to 8 years, and then I ended up getting full membership with them, and you'll hear they're basically alternative 90s. They're a lot of fun.
For sure.
That's probably my favorite band.
For sure. So, Kev, I'm all out of questions for you. Do you have any questions for my end?
No. No, I'm pretty good for questions.
All right, I'll get you to stay on the line for just a sec, and I'll do a quick wrap-up here. Thanks for coming on the podcast, Kev. It was greatly appreciated.
Hey, it was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. And I'll just get you to stay on the line. That was Kevin White, morning show co-host of Balance 104.9 in Bathurst, and as well as the morning news guy at Balance 104.9 in Bathurst as well. That's a wrap on episode 8 of the Eagle's Nest radio series.